my very first episode of podcast, and I'm glad to be doing this. I had to have published this very episode, but I had to delay it due to some personal reason. But I'm glad I'm doing this. I'm really happy I'm doing this. I'm just going to be so brief, because this is the very first episode, and I just want to share a couple of things with you guys, I hope when this comes around, because I've got a lot of good content, good knowledge, a lot of ideas to share, a lot of positivity, a lot of love, light. And I'm a very good person, yes. Very spiritual, religious, and above all, God is my number one. So, during this process, I'm going to share a lot of things, and you might get to hear me talk about God in most cases. So, you just have to take me for who I am, because basically, everything that surrounds our existence is on God. And that's something a lot of people understand. Because I know, when I tweet sometimes, people are like, why is this guy always talking about God, Christ, and salvation? But the fact is, we all have our purpose in life. And my purpose is to impact lives positively, to make people feel loved, feel appreciated, and know who they really are in Christ. And for me to do that, I have to continually speak light and do things that actually brings light of God into people's life. So I'm going to be doing a whole lot of talks on the personal lives, relationship, love, religion, faith, money, name it. Basically, this is what this podcast is all about, and I'm going to be extending a deeper understanding of these topics. I'm going to be extending it deeper so people can really understand what it entails, because everybody just living, but they don't know why they are living, the purpose of the life they are living. And until we get to understand why we are living and the purpose, we keep cycling on the spot. And that is why most people find it difficult to achieve greatness, to be who they really are or who they are meant to be. So I'm going to be talking about what life is all about, basically, and everything that involves our existence and our existence in Christ and God, the creator of the universe. So it's not going to be based on just religion, no. Because I know some of you may be like, are you really going to be preaching to us? Are you really going to be evangelizing to us? No. But the knowledge I'm going to pass across will definitely leads us back to Christ. So I'll give you guys knowledge of who you are as a layman, and I'll also tell you what God said about you, about who you are. So basically, it's going to be like a whole lot of package centered around being you and and be a better person. So, before I go a little further, I'm going to say something. And this is, I'm not really a social media person anyway, but you can always find me on Twitter. And my Twitter handle is at Infinite Sosa. At Infinite Sosa. And I'm on LinkedIn. That's more for my my media, because I've got a media company and I'm the client manager, and to the glory of God, it's going to be a year and 4 months that I started the media, and I do exclusive services for exclusive people and exclusive company, and basically with deals in marketing consulting services, public speaking, presentation skills, freelance writing, and a whole lot of it. Basically, digital affiliate marketing is all it entails. So everything is centered around digital affiliate marketing. So you can check me out on Twitter, check me out on LinkedIn, and on LinkedIn I'm Adeyemi Bola. On LinkedIn, Adeyemi Bola. On Twitter, and at Infinite Sosa. And so that is two social media that I use. Aside from my Coral, which is my blog, and it's more like trying to invite people to, you know, to the awareness of who I am. You know. So that is my Twitter page anyway, so you can actually check that out too. That's my core blog. And I have other blogs and other works too that I other sites, I mean, but they are really for personal use, and I don't really share them out with people. They are meant for some personal jobs for local and international works there. So that's by the way. We'll be talking about leadership. Now, who's a leader? I know a lot of people say, a leader is someone who has authority over his or her followers. A leader is someone who leads. A leader is someone who directs. A leader is someone who guides. Is our follower. Is that someone who impacts our follower? Is that someone, is our follower, look up to more as a mentor of their part? But it's a whole lot to being a leader than that. And first of all, I'm going to say this. You need to see yourself as a leader before you have been accepted in society as a leader. What does this mean? It means you being a leader, you have to have the mentality of a leader. And when you have the mentality of a leader, you walk your everyday life into being a leader. You walk like a leader. You speak like a leader. You act like a leader. You think like a leader. You believe like a leader. You show love like a leader. So when you have all this in you, you see yourself as a leader, in no time you start walking into that leg of an actual leader in society. What does this mean? When you go to Twitter, Instagram, and a lot of places, you see what people post, how people talk about themselves and who they really are. You get to understand that a lot of people just living as nobody. They are living as a shadow of who they really are. They are not living the life they ought to live. The life God has instructed them to live. the life God has created for them to live. Every single soul that hurts is a leader. Every single man, every single woman is a leader. But if you don't start seeing yourself as a leader, you are not going to be a leader. No matter what you're going through, no matter where you are, no matter your level, no matter your status in society, if you start seeing yourself as a leader and have the mentality of a leader, you will definitely be a leader. It's just a principle of law of expectation. You have what we call law of expectation. When you're expecting something and you believe and have a mindset that what you're expecting is coming, and you start living towards that expectation, in no time you start living that expectation without even knowing. So being a leader, before you lead people, you must be a leader within yourself. You must be a leader within yourself. A leader is always sensitive. A leader is always conscious of his time. A leader knows when to speak, when not to speak. A leader is someone who knows how to control himself or herself. A leader is someone who speaks with confidence. A leader is someone who sees the good in everyone. Even when those around him or her say the bad is something, a leader sees the good and makes the best out of it. That is who a leader is. So when you see yourself as a leader, in yourself being a leader, then in no time you start leading. Leaders are always distinctive. You don't have to advertise yourself to let people know you're a leader. Your heart, your way of life, your character, your aura, your behavior, your manner will attract people to you without you struggling or fighting for it. Leaders are not born. Leaders are made. Leaders are not born. Leaders are made. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people might argue, yeah, but I just said leaders, we are all born to be a leader. We are all born as a leader. Yeah, you are all born as a leader. But if you don't start acting it, you won't become it. That's just the way it is. It's not like when God says, let there be light, and there was light. That is the spoken words of God coming into existence. God has envisioned it, which means it has been created in the mental faculty of God. And God spoke it out, it came into existence. So for you to see yourself as a leader, you must speak it out, you must act it, and you can be a leader. So I want you all from today to start seeing yourself as a leader. Start believing in your heart you are meant to lead as a leader. And you start speaking it, you start acting towards it. And in no time, you see yourself as a leader. So, I'm going to stop here for today. And because basically, this podcast is going to be just 15-minute podcast. And that is what it entails. It's 15 minutes to deal with. So my 15 minutes is running out, and I hope to be back soon, hopefully. And I hope you guys will always check out my podcasts and tell your friends, please, because this means a lot to me. And I know you are blessed already for listening to my very first podcast. And check me out on Twitter, DM me, you can always talk. I'm a very free and open person, and I just want the knowledge that I have to be passed across to people, to let them know I love them, I always do. Peace out.